My guest on the Garraway School Report this week is Athletic Director Chip Amicone. Chip, you guys had a fantastic fall sports season. Talk a little bit about what happened.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is my 11th year as Athletic Director here at Garraway, and I have been had the time to think back on all the amazing falls that we have had here and the success that our kids and coaches have had. And this has certainly been another one with some even, you know, extra special highlights. Probably need to start off with talking about our girls golf team, who had their best team place at state golf this season. State runner-up in Division II golf this year. Sammy Miller led that team with an All-Ohio performance. So, you know, an amazing accomplishment for them to start with, for sure.
Not only golf, but then, of course, the football team.
Yeah, we have had this group of seniors has been a special group for us all the way through. Great group of kids, a big group. They have had success at every level. We knew going on into this season that this was going to be a special season. We made it to the third round of the playoffs. Unfortunately, fell short to a very good Perry High School from up on the lake. Nonetheless, a season full and a career full of a great deal of success for those boys. We had girls golf as a team. We had boys golf, who had a great season. They did very well at regionals, did not advance as a, or districts, they don't have regionals, did not advance as a team, but Trace Gibson did compete at North Star as an individual in state, and he's a young man that's going to be putting a lot of hard work in, as well as the rest of the boys golfers, and I fully anticipate another appearance there by him and possibly the team. Our girls golfers, every one of those girls were juniors this year, so obviously the excitement and potential for another shot at the championship there for next year. Cross country, our girls team made it to state. They did a great job. A lot of excitement around that program. The boys advanced all the way through regionals, just fell a little bit short. So another exciting year, another trip for me to the state cross country. Got to go to Fortress Obits for the first time for me this year and check that out. That was exciting as well. And volleyball team, honestly, had a very successful, a very positive year, advanced to districts and ended there, but made successful strides. They've got a good team and a lot of very good athletes. Morgan Slayball, sophomore, that is an exceptional athlete, broke several records this year and probably going to go on to break a lot more.
Of course, we're transitioning now into winter sports. So talk a little bit about that, and then we've got some exciting news to talk about when we get to the spring, for this spring.
Yeah. Well, boys basketball, we have a lot of those kids. I think it's maybe seven of those kids that transitioned from football to basketball. Not all seniors, but, you know, as a group. Actually, it's probably even more than that as I start to think down through. They're not in the gym yet. They're taking a little time off to rest the bodies and get mentally refreshed here to start a very long, grueling winter season, as you know. They'll be getting into the gym, get the ball rolling, so to speak, and looking forward to a lot of success there and potential for an exciting season. Made it down to Athens, to Ohio University. Made it through the first round there. You know, ran into a very talented Harvest Prep last year. There's big hopes to certainly at least make it to OU, and let's see what happens and see if we can go from there. Girls basketball, numbers are a little thin. We don't have quite the numbers that we've had in the past, but they are working hard. We've got a great group of seniors this year in that group that have played very well together, and I absolutely know that, I mean, they're going to go out there and give it their best, and they're going to have a lot of success and help the younger girls come along and improve. So, you know, looking forward to watching them play. Wrestling, that program has been on the rise, and Coach Miller does a great job to try to promote wrestling and bring in more athletes. We have got a lot of younger athletes in the younger levels, in the middle school, and even at the youth level that have taken an interest in wrestling. So that program just continues to grow and thrive. So, a lot of excitement there.
Absolutely. And then, of course, as we look toward the spring, Garraway undertook a pretty substantial project earlier in the year. Explain a little bit about what's to come this spring.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up because I like to take every opportunity to thank our community, our local businesses, the parents and families and people that were part of the committee to get that project started and see it through. Amazing experience and an amazing example of community support, generosity, people that put the kids first and are excited to do very special things. We've said all along this is one of those legacy type projects. You know, we did it for the football team and the football field 5 years ago. We started talking about it in March, and the fields are done at this point in November, and they've been done actually for a couple weeks. So to literally launch this project in the middle of March and to have raised the money and had it installed at this point, everything has gone right. Everything has gone as perfectly as it could have, from the support to the weather to get it done, to the company that did it. Vasco out of Massillon was the installer field, or both fields, and they did an amazing job. I would recommend them to anybody.
And, of course, is the baseball and softball fields. Talk a little bit about some of the changes that folks are going to see.
Well, it's the benefits of this. One, the number of games that we are forced to cancel is going to obviously be drastically decreased. And any time you can provide your athletes an opportunity to consistently play, they're going to get better, they're going to improve, and they're going to have the opportunity to be at a different level by the end of the season. When we run into those springs like we had last spring where every other game is getting canceled, rescheduled, moved, or just dropped because we you know, didn't have room for them, and you play a reduced schedule, and you may play one game 1 week and then turn around and have to play every day the next week because of the weather, it's going to benefit our athletes at those levels. The exciting thing is with the addition of this turf on the baseball field, we put in markings for bases and pitcher's rubber for the Pony League level, so they will be able to have another field that whenever it's available, they'll be able to schedule games on, use it throughout the summer without the amount of work and things that go into that. Just consistency of practice instead of spending weeks and weeks in the gym waiting on the dirt to dry and to be able to get up there the first decent warm day and actually be on the baseball field and be out there throwing and pitching and getting live BP in or whatever it is they want to do. It's going to elevate the game and provide a lot more excitement, you know, help both those programs.
Absolutely. Well, Chip, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Any last thoughts that you want to highlight before we wrap things up?
Thanks to everybody that was involved with that project. Thanks to our community. The amount of support that we get from our community, whether it's attending games and ringing cowbells, you know, to donating items for Feed the Team, whatever it is. I mean, from every corner you can think of, the community support we get here, you know, at Garraway is phenomenal. And the kids, the coaches, the other parents, and myself greatly appreciate it. So I want to thank everyone.
Awesome. Well, Chip, thanks so much. And good luck here into the winter and spring. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
And that has been Garraway Athletic Director Chip Amicone on this edition of the School Report on WKLN.